You know what I'm talking about? That sticks out.
Brick, some of your fireplace is brick and it comes out, you know.
What do you call that part that comes out like that?
Well, that's just a weed of the fireplace.
Well, have you ever heard that part called anything like the hearth or the hearth?
Yeah.
The
hearth. Yeah, thing? Yeah.
Well, which have you heard that called?
Well, I've heard both, but it means the same.
Which would you use though, if you just...
Now, I would use the hearth. Some use hearth. It just depends upon how much learning you have.
Which do you prefer to hear?
I just say go put something in the hearth.
And then what about that has something for the smoke to go out, I guess?
Yeah. If you have a chimney, see, it's made of brick or mortar. In the country, they didn't have brick and they got mortar. They made dirt, a certain kind of dirt, and put it together and made chimneys. And the chimney would go through the house, you see. And the smoke would then go out the chimney.
Do they have any factories here with something like that on it?
No, you mean to make?
No, not to make, not make the bricks, but something like a chimney on a factory. Have you ever seen anything like that? What would you call something like that? Maybe those big steel ones that go up.
Mm-hmm.
And smoke's coming out of them all the time.
I don't remember seeing a chimney in a hospital, because the only factory we had an oil mill. That I can remember, it was an oil mill. Gin cotton over at the oil mill, and they take those seed and they made oil out of it. Well, and the gin, the cotton. See, the oil mill was next to the cotton gin. They were all close together, see.
How did that run?
I really don't know.
Have you ever seen something on a factory or something? Like down in Houston or somewhere, with
smoke coming out of it. Mm-hmm.
What do you call something like that? Do you call that
smokestack?
So you call that a smokestack.
Mm-hmm. Smokestack.
And I guess if you had a fire like that all winter, that you had to clean it out in the fireplace sometimes.
Oh yes, they have people that would go around and clean the chimneys and things.
Really?
What chimney sweepers. They pay them to do it.
What would they get out of there? What would the stuff?
Soot. This black soot. Mm-hmm.
And what about the stuff in the bottom,
ashes? Well, they had a special made container. Oh, it would be probably small like this at the bottom, and then it'd go up, and it had
so it'd be like
panel.
5 or 6 inches down at the bottom.
Oh, it would be bigger than that, some of it. It depend upon how big you wanted it, you know. How big you were able to buy one.
And you put your ashes in that?
Put your ashes and carry them out. Mm-hmm.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. What?
And older people took those ashes and made lye.
You don't say?
And make soap. Use grease. When they'd kill hogs, and this grease, sometimes they'd have pieces of meat, and maybe they would keep it a long time, and they'd rend it up and take this grease and make lye soap. Have you ever seen any lye soap?
Never have.
Let me show you a piece. I bought a piece from the lady.
I'll turn this off.
Her lye soap.
She puts what in it?
Oatmeal.
What does that do?
I don't know.
Mmm, smells good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you use that for?
Well, you can use... She says she washes her face with it, but you can wash with it. But I tell you what I did. I washed my hair with it yesterday. The day before yesterday, I believe it was. Piece of hair there.
Oh.
She said, I saw her yesterday. She said she washes her face with it.